Well, you know what the sound of Daft Punk means. No, and no, they're not playing Newport Folk Festival.
As far as we know.
They could show up one day. You never know. You never know what Jay Sweet has up his sleeve. Maybe he's going to go down in a more of a electronic dance road one day.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe Daft Punk is going to go a more...
A more folk road?
Folk road.
Imagine if they did Around the World with like banjos. banjos and a washboard. the sight of two guys in robot masks playing banjos in a washboard makes me giggle.
I think it could work.
It could work. Anything could work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we ended the special Newport Folk Festival show with your bands that you're looking forward to next weekend. Valerie June played Shakedown. That's from the Memphis musicians. Great 2017 album, The Order of Time. She's making her second appearance.
Yeah.
Did you see her last time she played?
No, I didn't. I don't know if I was there or not.
You were.
I was. It wasn't that long ago. Oh.
You might not have been.
Yeah.
You might have missed it.
I've never seen her before, so I'm very excited.
Excellent. She's mm-hmm. playing on Saturday, July 28th in the Fort Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. She's moved up. Courtney Barnett up ahead of that. Help Yourself from her terrific new release, Tell Me How You Really Feel. It's out now on her label, Milk Records. And she's making her second appearance at the festival Saturday, July 28th. And she's moved up to the Fort Stage mm-hmm. as well. And she's playing at 4:40 on Saturday. And you saw her first performance, a little bit of it. And I saw a performance and she was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear her new album live.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
It's just, yeah.
And that stage is going to be packed.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. You can't go wrong with Jason Isbell. Ever.
Yeah.
You know, ever. So I played you Hope in the High Road from the excellent new album, The Nashville Sound. And he's closing out Friday night. It's a great way to close out Friday on the Fort Stage and 6:15. And both Gabby and I will be there, as will the rest of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to miss Jason Isbell? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Courtney Marie Andrews, she's fantastic. She's only 27, and she has like 45 albums, I swear to God.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have that many albums, but she's been playing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I played you a track called Border. It's the great one from the Phoenix, Arizona musicians. Amazing new album, May Your Kindness Remain. It was released this past March, and she's making her Newport debut on Friday, July 27th on the Museum Stage. That's going to be one not to be missed.
Yeah.
That album is incredible.
It really is. And when she performs it, her voice is just so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And incredible. In
the Museum Stage, how all the instruments and voices mm-hmm. just bounce off the walls. Ooh, that's going to be something.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that one. And kicking off the set with Hamilton Lighthouser and Rostam. You had made a point that Hamilton had played before.
I think so.
Because I don't know why...
I might be wrong.
He might have. But
I think he has.
Maybe with his band. But Hamilton and Rostam have not played together.
No.
So when I said they're making their debut,
that's still
kind of true. In a Blackout, and that is what I played from you, and that's from their album, I Had a Dream, You Were Mine. That's Hamilton's third album, but it's his first with Rostam. That was released in 2016. The duo are making their Newport debut Saturday, July 28th on the Harbor Stage at 5 p.m. I don't need to tell Gabby that because Gabby's already knows. Although we were talking about how we make our schedules, we prepare, we get ready, we talk about it, and then we end up kind of throwing that all to the wind.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Something comes up, or another band comes up, things change. But it's good to have a set, right? It's good to have a kind of an idea of what you're doing. And if you stray from that, that's okay, because whatever you're going to go see is going to end up being excellent.
Yes.
I had a great time here with you.
Me too.
Thank you so much for joining me and talking about our favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
It was my hope that we have inspired you to go to Newport Folk Festival one of these days. Just make that decision. 2014, Gabby and I did that, and we've not looked back. We were just talking about how we can't imagine not being at Newport.
Mm-mm.
Like, our nightmares are if, like, people, like, had a wedding, like, if something happened.
If we fall ill.
If we fall ill. You know, if we die. And that's the only way that's going to keep me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, like, we have to be really ill or die. And that's how I'm not going to Newport.
Yeah, we'll skip the wedding.
Yeah, if one of our friends, if one of Gabby's friends or family, if they schedule a wedding at Newport, I'm sorry for you. We're just not going to be there. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that this set inspired all of you to get there one day, and especially you, Kirsten. You have to get to Newport one day.
Yes.
So I'm going to be out next Friday, as will Gabby. We'll be on the we'll be at the fort, and the one and only Kirsten will be filling in for both of us next Friday. So tune in to the Music Savage Show next weekend, next Friday with Kirsten. Thank you so much for joining me. We hope you had a great time listening. We had a great time being behind the mic, playing this music for you. Go out and support your local music. Support the local arts. Go out and see live music. Music makes everything better. And most of all, be kind to each other. Be good to your fellow man. The world needs more of that. And it's up to all of us to spread the love. My thanks again to Gabby for being here with me and getting up nice and early. It's been a pleasure.
It's really been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Enjoy Newport, and I'll see you next weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll see all of you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for Kirsten and summer coverage here on WMFO Medford.
Drop it. get a job for me.
Well, good morning. This is Kirsten sitting in for the show that I'm calling Summer Coverage. During the school year, it's The Loft with Frank. And during the summer, it's Summer Coverage. And I'd like to remind you all to put on your sunscreen when you're out there at the Newport Folk Festival. And it's not a matter of if I'm going, just when. I just wonder who that musician is going to be that's going to kind of kick me over the edge and get me out there. It sounds like an amazing festival. I sometimes get a little like eked out. I'm like, 10,000 people, that's a lot of people. But I've been assured that it's really a very welcoming festival, that there's a lot of good music. And I certainly would love to go to hear both some of the smaller shows and some of the people that I know and love and can see all in one place. That's pretty amazing. So Gabby and Ryan, thanks for such a great show. I will be covering for both of you, and we'll be, like I did last year when I covered Ryan, we'll be following you virtually, which means that we'll be playing some more of what my friends here are going to be hearing live, or maybe they'll be at one stage and somebody else will be playing that we'll be playing here, so we get to do it all. This is Kirsten. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And for all of you Music Savage fans, I would like to say that Ryan will be covering for me tomorrow on Something About the Women, so you can hear two more hours of him spinning. Nice. I really like Ryan's approach, and he's got a plan. He's got a really good plan. So it'll be music of different genres. And so I'll be very curious to hear what he comes up with. I will be out trying to get my current foster puppy adopted. So wish me luck on that one. I am playing music that is inspired by my nephew. And so I'm just going to play some music, and then I'll get into who he is and why I'm playing this music at the next break.
Secrets, and they don't believe mistreat us.
culture from the foul way they breed us. They are such evil leaders with no intention to free us. And if you believe in love, then imagine what the key is. The sentiment for me is simply love me.
be loved by you. All I need is to be loved by you.
Make this one. first place.
Okay, well, there you have it. This was all music that was inspired by my nephew Rob. He is a musician, and he is currently living in Lake Tahoe and working on what he is doing. He used to live in Vermont, and I went to visit him, and he had an apartment at that time that was about 600 square feet, and I think 3/4 of it was filled with instruments and speakers, a keyboard, a couple guitars. And so he really loves music, and he's really a lot of fun to have a conversation with about music. If I have a question about a guitar chord, he doesn't just tell me what the fingering is. He explains that it's a minor third stacked on top of a major third, and he goes into all kinds of esoteric information that I find fascinating. So that set started with Vampire Weekend, Unbelievers, from an album titled Vampire Weekend, Hiatus Coyote, Nakamura from Talk Tomahawk, Arcade Fire, City with No Children from The Suburbs, followed by Arcade Fire, something more current, Everything Now, title track from Everything Now. And although Rob didn't really have to introduce me to Arcade Fire, I, as the older aunt, asked him one time, do you know who Arcade Fire is? And he laughed. He's like, yeah, I basically grown up on Arcade Fire. So I thought I would throw them in there. Then there was Bent, To Be Loved, Best of Bent. That's a new CD for me. It is not new. It was produced in 2006, but I really enjoy what I hear on that. And depending on what time I'm listening to it, sometimes I prefer one song over another. It is a two CD set, which is also super nice to get that extra music in there. And then if you were paying attention, that last song was, I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name correctly, Baio, B-A-I-O. I Was Born in a Marathon, and the album is The Names. So Chris Baio sings with Vampire Weekend, but that was his solo debut album, and apparently he was interested in music at quite an early age. He purchased his first album at the age of 7. He went to his first concert, a live performance by the band Cracker, who I really don't know much about, but when I looked them up, apparently they're somehow connected with Camper Van Beethoven, which is pretty cool. And that at the age of 9, he said that he would go to sleep with the Pixies playing. So he really started out listening to music from a young age. It was in high school band, and as I said, is part of Vampire Weekend, and does his own solo work as well. Rob is also a big fan of Radiohead, so I would be remiss if I did not play some Radiohead. There are a couple songs that I have here. Thank you, Ryan, for helping me to pick out a couple songs, because I look at the breadth of Radiohead music and think, where do I start? I did ask Rob. He did not get back to me. So if you're listening, Rob, I hope you like our selections.
Thank you. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, there you have it. Like a little bit of Radiohead there, who really, they were Rob's inspiration. And I know with those bands that we initially love when we're young, we go through varying stages of, I love them, I hate them, I love them, I hate them. And there's so much to Radiohead. So it was really nice to see such a difference between the two songs. First playing Just from the album The Bends, and then Everything in Its Right Place from Kid A. So thanks again, Ryan, for helping me pick out a couple of songs. I kind of went like, where do I start? And thank you, Rob, for all of your inspiration and sending me music. I realized I didn't put on Foxygen on the list. Maybe I'll get them in before the show is over. So now, yes, and then I ended that set with a pet adoption PSA. What do they say? The best thing to happen to a shelter pet is a human. Maybe the best thing to happen to a human is a shelter pet, because they do bring out the best in us. I've had some very challenging dogs in my life, and I feel like I'm a better person for it. I will not be on air tomorrow because I am actually trying to find a home for my current foster dog, which is an 8-month-old Jack Russell Terrier mix. And so I'll be going to a meet and greet, a social gathering of some sorts for people to meet potential dogs. And we will be in Burlington, but we start out by going to a senior center and giving them some puppy love and then finding the dogs' homes for them to go to. My current foster, I absolutely adore. He is just a character, and he gets a new name with all of his new behaviors. So he started out as Bobby. He is a kleptomaniac, so he was named after the last king of Egypt, who was a kleptomaniac and probably stole Roosevelt's pocket watch, Farouk. So he became little Bobby Farouk, but then we had to add some cred to him. So Bobby Fischer, Bobby McFerrin, Bobby McGee. And so he is now little Bobby Fischer, McFerrin, McGee, Farouk. So there you have it. That's my dog story. And let's get back into some music. So I've got some Lola Kirk. Who wants to hear some Lola Kirk?
What if nothing's wrong? What if it was all just a song? Waves break when they want to. Guess I should take a cue from nothing ever happens overnight.
in the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with a scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try.
Sounds you're down to south. When they cut you down to south. When they cut you down to south. You were glad they left you alive. When they cut you down to south.